Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when
Hello,
you
Danny Boy, and welcome everybody to another episode of Exotica TV's Happy Hour-ish. I'm going to guess it's episode 22. I might be right. I might not be. I don't know. Either way, I'm going with 22. Want to welcome everybody for another kind of, well, a happy hour-ish, I guess, with myself and my hetero life mate, Dan. Hey, Dan. What's happening, buddy?
I always like looking over at the, how you doing, Jay?
I'm good. How are you?
I always like looking at what, like, the little Chiron that you put underneath us or whatever.
Yep.
And you always put, like, fucking, like, nice things for yourself and the most insulting shit ever for me.
That is because I have the power to be able to do it. If you had the power to do it, you would do the same thing.
Don Bra shopping thing, yes, that you put underneath my name.
You don't need to explain.
People might think that it's just for like a man's brosier or what is it? The man's ear.
Yeah. No.
But it wasn't. It was for a kid. My kid.
So yeah, I told you didn't have to go into it.
But dude, otherwise it could come off as slightly insulting.
Maybe your like wife, maybe your significant other.
My partner.
Yeah, maybe I was talking about...
Because I discovered that, you know, when it comes in, you know, like, you know, Kathy and I have been together for a while now.
Right.
And I guess it's just not cool to call her my girlfriend.
No, it's not that it's not cool. It's that it under-describes what it is.
It under-describes. So she is my partner, my life mate. The love of my life.
You know, listen, you go out with somebody for a few months, then they're your boyfriend or girlfriend.
My everything.
But anyways, I digress. It's another Friday, man. It's amazing how quick this stuff goes. What'd you do this week, Dan, besides harass me?
Continued the purging of my home.
Okay, that's good.
So I filled up two bins with papers that needed to be shredded, destroyed a fucking old school TV. That was fun. I actually found my first laptop. It was like a Compaq. I don't even know if they make those anymore. And it had card that went into the slot for the fucking
did
wireless.
It have the big floppy drive or the little floppy drive?
It didn't have a floppy. It had a CD fucking drive.
Then that couldn't have been your first. Like
my first laptop.
Oh, okay. Laptop. That makes sense. You know, if you'd found like an Apple II or whatever they call those, and ones or whatever, you could have cashed out.
But dude, I keep finding shit. I forgot.
Speaking of Apple and speaking of cashed out, I unfortunately am here to report today that our $66, something like that.
You keep changing numbers, Jay. It was 80 something.
Okay, maybe it was 80. Okay, so it's 80. So we're
started
now
out with 77 cash.
We're now down 3.25% in our investment into Bitcoin. Are into crypto, and you know, so not only did we only make $80 with Exotica TV, we're going to lose it all. So you know, listen, I couldn't think of a more fitting way to do it.
We need something.
You know what, Dan? I'm hitting for as big as I can. This $70, I'm telling you.
So what Jay's talking about is, everybody, you'll see going across the screen, there's a little thing that says you can donate to us.
Just the
we're not a not-for-profit, but we are.
But we are because nobody donates.
So you go to streamlabs.com/exotica with 3 X's. You can donate some money to our little cause here. Help the starving kids. And Kit Mercer's migraines. We got to help those.
Yes.
Because she canceled on us twice because of migraines, I think.
I think one of them was a car accident.
No, that was somebody.
Okay. I don't even know.
Migraines are a very...
I can't keep track of the cancellations, Dan. And I've been drinking since 2.
Anyway, so you can donate to us. What else? What else is going on out there?
Nothing. I always get bored sitting here talking to you because I talk to you all week long. So, like, let's you know, disperse.
Let's put our guests, Jack.
I agree.
All right. So our guests are two lovely ladies. Coming to us live from Vegas and L.A., respectively. So one is a newly, I guess, crowned Playboy model / cosplayer / gamer, the one and only Kajira, and all-natural star Cam, what would we say, Cam Superstar, I guess? We can call it that. Chatterbait.
Call her whatever you'd like to.
Fan fave, the one and only Mary Moody. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
You can always tell when we have the cam girls in because they look, their cameras are crystal clear. They're set up. They're like, man, you guys are pros. And by the way, we started doing this Exotic TV thing like, you know, back in March, and quickly learned just what you fucking guys go through to like make yourselves, you know, look as clear and awesome as you do and do what you do. Cause
like my ring light,
it's not easy. Like my ring light, I bought off my Facebook feed for $9.99.
I had to buy free cams ring light and I threw it out because I'm like, when am I ever going to use this? It's not like I'm taking fucking selfies of myself.
You threw it out.
I'm like, fuck man. And it's like, I just go on Amazon.
He threw it out like
my 160 purchases in the last 6 months. Yeah. And I bought this like little fucking ring light, man. It's like, I don't even want to take it off my phone.
Don't,
computer
my
right
brain.
Now.
Any advice? I'm here. I can help you with your stream quality.
You know what it is? Jay went out and bought himself like the fucking dope ass, like, you know, microphone and ring light and camera and shit. And I'm still working off my MacBook camera. I actually went and bought a camera and it sucked.
Well, at the end of the day, your first thing is like, we need to upgrade your computer. Because
yeah, Mac is not good for streaming either. Mac is difficult for streaming.
Yeah.
I need a computer, but we can't afford one right now.
Because Ethereum is
shows in a while. And we just announced this week that we're postponing our Jersey show, which sucks.
Yeah. Jersey was the very first convention I ever went to, like 4 years ago.
And how cool was it?
Huh?
Did you like it?
I loved it. I had been camming for like 6 months and I was completely overwhelmed. Chatterbait sent me to Exotica, New Jersey in 2016, I think.
Okay. So, yeah. You know what?
Cat, you killed a bunch of Exoticas.
Yeah. When did you, what was your first Exotica cat?
Oh, my first was Denver.
That's a good one.
But Jersey was my favorite. It was the most crowded.
Yeah.
It's Jersey. Who would have thought that, right? We've done...
Not me.
Jersey. Like, all right, so we got Chicago. Mm-hmm. We've had Dallas. We've had Denver. We've had Portland. We've had L.A.
Miami,
Fort Lauderdale.
Miami Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Miami property. Yeah. Where else have we been, Jay? Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that was a yeehaw. Yeah.
You guys aren't doing the Portland one anymore, right?
We took the time off. We did Portland once, and it ended up being on not a good weekend to have in Portland because it was like the Parade of Roses or whatever that they do there. It's like this huge thing that happens downtown, and like everybody goes to it.
Week, the Parade of Roses, the Rose Festival, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it didn't work well enough for us to like jump right back into it. I think we could go back and like take what we've learned and like make it work better. Same with Denver. Like Denver.
Yeah.
Denver, we actually, the building went from being like, hey, we'll let you have the convention center for no charge as long as you spend enough for the hotel, to it's going to cost, what was it, Dan? $285,000?
So here's our Denver story. We're going to entitle this segment
to
the fucking bus.
Prices in all of Colorado. I'm trying to move to Colorado right now.
Yeah.
And everything is just.
So, all right. So we did
hook to it, though. Yeah.
They said, all right, you're going to do, and it was a hotel/convention center. It was a Crown Plot. And when I say convention center, I use that term loosely. But they said we had to buy out everything. So we had to buy out 300 rooms at a hotel. It only had to be. So to stay at the hotel, you had to be either an exhibitor, a star.
You had to be a VIP. Whatever.
VIP, ticket holder for the show, right? So it was cool. Like they said, all right, we're going to need you guys to do like, whatever that number was. We'll just shits and giggles. We'll say, X. And... And food and beverage too, and alcohol sales and all that. And we were shitting a brick because we had never been there. And
we're like, I hope people show up. I hope people drink. Like, I know they'll smoke, but
Denver, it's like they call it the airport, but the Denver airport is so freaking big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't there like a big conspiracy about the airport there?
Yeah. It's got like an underground city and like.
Yeah. It's the one with the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Shit's like satanic.
Yeah.
And, we're on the border of Aurora and Denver. So anyway, we go out there and visit. We see all these people. We're going to do this show. And the first year, the show was great. And that number X, by the way, that we tripled
seven,
that number.
Yeah,
we
did an obscene amount more.
Yeah. Like, we took over the hotel.
They did six figures in food and beverage just through the hotel for like...
It's six figures, but
no, see, I'm not saying we did. They
come
did.
To Portland though, because that's on my side of the country. I want you guys to be.
We got to get out west more, and yeah. You know it's crazy. It's but Dan, go.
My story.
I know, but how long is this story?
Sorry, I'm an interrupter.
Just before we're gonna do the show, we find out that the whole management of the hotel was fired. And there's this new guy in there who, by the way, is a former youth pastor.
Oh, no.
So yeah. He's like flipping out. Jay and I like jump on a plane like with 2 days notice to go fly out and meet this guy like 2 weeks before the show and told him, like, don't worry about it. It's going to be cool. We're not going to fuck any shit up. There's no nudity at our show or anything.
Yeah, no.
Granted, we had the Lifestyle X.
Dude, we had pushed the envelope with Denver as far as you could. So... yeah, he got our rough, or like show, our most hardcore show.
Somewhat, you know, it wasn't as good as year one because it was like baseball opening weekend and stuff, and they take that shit seriously there. But anyway, we wanted to come back, and he's there. All right, yeah. I got a problem with this, that, and the other thing. No move. You know, we can't show any movies on
no pasties. Screen. Everybody's got to wear tops. You can't no pasties. You can't show any.
I wore pasties the year I was there. They had pot leaves.
Yeah, you can't show any video. Any video. Period. Like adult video. You know, because and some shows start to do that. But listen,
he said.
The fact was like, I'm not going to, you know, none of us are going to let a general manager tell us like, you know, what we're going to do with the show or not. We're like, okay, so that doesn't work. And then he went even further.
He went even further and said, all right, you guys paid, you know, this much money. You know what? I'm going to quadruple it per day.
Yeah. He's like, we're going to charge you $1 per square foot per day. So it was basically like $89,000 a day. And we were like, and we paid like not that, like the initial time. He's like, oh, sorry, it's just a corporate thing. We're like, okay, buddy. Like, that, and that was the end of it. So hopefully that guy's probably been fired by now. We could go back to that hotel and ask them to, you know, take us back. And I'm sure that they would. But we do need to get out west more. That's, we did LA, but that was a long time ago. And, you know, it was, it just, you know, it just, it was literally what now, Dan, 10 years ago or whatever. You know, we got to, I'd love to go to Seattle.
That'd be great.
I would definitely do Portland again. I'd do Denver again. Southern California, like there's some places that are more known for like consumer shows and stuff like that, that, you know, have like great us. Population. But what?
They're afraid.
Who?
Just convention centers in general.
Well, no, of course they are. I mean, see, we're half pregnant.
We're sketchy.
It's like, we're like literally, you know, we deal with the adult business, but we're a trade show, you know, a production company. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we go into it like, dude, listen, we give out exhibitor badges the same way every other trade show does. We, you know, people come and buy booths and sell product and, you know, whatever. But... you know, the name's got three X's in it and there's lots of 95% naked girls running around the place, you know? So, I get it. You know, it's just kind of the way of the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, what have you guys been up to? I mean, I'm sure, let me guess, OnlyFans, camming and hanging out with your dogs.
That's probably a good list.
Yep.
So well, Kat, like, what have you been up to? We'll start with you first. I mean, what is your, like, so I know you just shot for Playboy, right?
Yeah, and then we're about to again. We're coordinating it as we speak. So that's going to happen.
Okay.
But my I haven't really changed up my routine. I just cam and OnlyFans and the dog.
So in other words, Dan was all right on all three of those things. Yes.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah. Yeah,
are we allowed to say your dog's name on the air?
Yeah, she's got her own TikTok and all kinds of stuff.
Biscuit, right? Which is like probably one of the best dog names ever.
What? I know. Mm-hmm.
Bisquick.
I agree.
That is a great dog name.
He's the baby.
He's a pantry.
So did you, your schedule didn't change, but like during quarantine and all of that, did you see numbers? Like, you know, some people have said they saw great, you know, great increases and whatever. Was it OnlyFans that increased? Was it like webcamming? What was your take on the whole thing?
I think it all increased for me. My fan base increased, but it may be because I am working more.
Right.
and there
yeah,
are
when you
more
can't leave your house, so
yeah. So there was like a dip though when things started to open back up. I noticed that things were a little dry and slow, mm-hmm. but now they're starting to level back up. And I'm not sure if it's because everyone's home or everybody was home at one point and had a taste of what this world yeah. that they didn't even know existed. And now they're here because they're like, oh, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I'm still fucking home.
Yeah.
Mary, what about you? I mean, have you seen like, has your camming gone up? Your numbers?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're doing it more, but.
I'm actually not camming more.
Really?
I have talked about this a lot with my fans and just kind of told them what's up. I've been kind of like tracking it. One thing that was really interesting is on Chatterbait where I cam, I have affiliate earnings. So like if I sign someone up and then they buy tokens, I get money for it. My affiliate earnings like quadrupled after March.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been tracking my affiliate earnings because that's not like I don't do anything. That's just like my link.
Right.
So let me think. So March, April, May, June, and July, it was like double or triple the normal. And last month it went back down to pre-COVID numbers. So yeah. I've been tracking that. And when it goes down, I kind of like anticipate less tokens in my chat as well.
Interesting.
That sounds really interesting.
See, and that's, dude, the science to all this shit is the craziest thing. Like I'm sure that during quarantine, I know of some that were people that were like, I'm a hot girl. I'm going to start an OnlyFans page and probably make $1 million. And like
right. The first week of quarantine in March, OnlyFans has 60,000 creator accounts made.
It was, and, but what people don't realize, and
What is there now?
Probably a lot more.
60,000 increase in model signing up in the first few weeks of COVID.
But you know, but now it's what they don't realize is like the hours and hours of like figuring this shit out that you go through and you do, you know, it's
like our call last night, Kat.
Yeah. Oh man. She helped me set up my Chatterbait stuff last night and we were up till like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah. We were on FaceTime, like trying to figure out every little setting.
Yeah. People just think, you know, that you like put in your driver's license number and like hit record and go. And it's, they don't.
And Kat, yeah, being the consummate professional I am, you're making your Chatterbait debut tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I'm overly excited. I'm going to be in her chat being so obnoxious.
Wait, yeah. So I've gone to clubs before where, you know, a number, like multiple girls will go to dance. And the other one is there like throwing dollar bills, like hundreds of dollar bills in the air. It's like, do you go in and like digitally paper like the crowd or like, is there any way to?
I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll also like, I just told Kat this last night, but when I'm camming on Chatterbait, a lot of smaller cam models will watch me while they're live because they're like watching and trying to learn. And I'll go in their room and tip them, like, while I'm live, just to kind of, like, scare them and give them a token. Or I'll, like, put their link in my chat. Like, it's – Chatterbait's really friendly like that, too. A lot of the models, like, do that to each other.
Yeah.
We obviously love Chatterbait.
Yeah.
Hi, Shirley.
Chatterbait is our friend. Hi, Cheryl.
And the one thing that I've realized was, you know, I've learned a lot of, you know, just – cameras work and lights and like audio and all this stuff. Yeah. And I was actually surprised. A lot of the girls that we've talked to through all of this stuff are really open to like, hey, let me know. Like, you know, that when they came in, they always said that they were scared to ask anybody like how to do that stuff because they felt like, you know, those people had taken their time and learned it and, you know, whatever. And here I am like, you know, trying to just kind of like grab the information from you who's worked for it. But a lot of the folks, different cam models that we've talked to have been like, yeah, no, we're, you know, I'm happy to help anybody out and kind of try and point them in the right direction.
I personally love like boosting up other models. Cause also like, even if you tell them all your equipment and they buy the identical equipment, they're still not you.
Yeah.
Like they're still not going to steal my fans.
Yep.
But if I can help a woman make money, like I'm happy.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. I am having a new profile made right now where I have like my PC set up and it's going to direct you to like where I bought all my stuff kind of listed. Some of it I get affiliate money for, which like that's cool if you want to buy it through me, but like it's all going to be listed there because it's not like a weird, like why would you hold that knowledge? You know what I mean?
Jay, I'm going to put in an expense requisition to get better equipment than what I have here rather than my fucking...
You know what, Dan?
$99 like rechargeable fucking ring light. My, you know, $50 first microphone. First,
you need a Lenovo business class laptop.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I'm a Mac guy.
So you know what's funny?
Move on to Lenovo.
I heard somebody in very early on in Exotica TV. They were like, oh, you know, the like basic webcam model, you know, the, what was it? The Logitech HD, you know, whatever. It's like the specific like type, which was really funny because I had ordered the exact same one like the day before. And so,
you know,
like,
what? When quarantine started, those webcams were sold out for weeks.
Yeah.
My friend had to send me this and the glass is out of it because it was sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a PC now?
No, this is, it's just the cam.
You have to turn your TV on, buddy.
USB camera. I realize that now. Not going to go. I probably turn it on and like SpongeBob is on it. So I'm just not going to like not go through that process.
There's nothing wrong with SpongeBob.
I didn't say that there was. I don't want to copyright infringe, you know.
Oh. Kat, you do a lot of cosplaying. Did you ever cosplay as SpongeBob?
No, but I totally would.
That would be like the first one.
Squidward. I would go for Squidward.
Ooh. Would you go with like muscle-bound Squidward or would you go with normal Squidward? Like...
No, I actually have this painting back here that I did of Squidward. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's like, Squidward, I'm in.
I cut myself. Okay. Oh my god!
He doesn't have any clothes on.
That shit is a work of art.
I'd be this one. I'd be like abstract.
That is like that's like half. That's like half Lilo, half Squidward. Like
the dickless Squidward.
I like it.
It's like smooth like a Ken
doll. It's Dickward.
It's like smooth like a Ken doll. Fucking Squidward. Dude, I love Squidward. I like Patrick though too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's very rare that you can find a TV show that like kids can watch and adults can watch and be entertained. Yeah. It's like The Simpsons. You know, there's two storylines through it. You know, it's like there's the storyline of that adults can actually like watch and be entertained by, and then there's the like basic kid stuff.
Do you do any cosplay, Mary?
I do like the, you know, like the slutty like costumes for Halloween.
Right.
I'll do like a bunch of those. Like I'll be Britney Spears.
I think they just call that Halloween now. Like that's.
I've only done it once, and I was Kim Possible.
Ooh.
And but I don't want to count it as cosplay because like it was very low effort.
It was a costume.
It's a cosplay's character base. Like a cosplay.
Yeah, but cosplay is like something that like. It's the difference between boyfriend and partner is basically what it is. Like it's, you know, the boyfriend is like, you know, you throw it on for Halloween, like, but you know, the partner is like, you know, I spent 18 hours like bedazzling this one pair of leggings.
It's so low effort. So I feel like I'm afraid to call it cosplay because like all I did was buy like cargo pants and a black t-shirt and say, what's the sitch? Like I didn't do more than
that. That's like the kids that show up my door on Halloween wearing a fucking hoodie and listen, teenagers that expect to get fucking candy.
Come to Philadelphia. Like,
you deny them candy?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
You are a like horrible person. I can't believe you just acknowledged that. Like,
because I don't want them fucking up my shit outside. Because I don't do it anymore.
See, and now he's going to justify it.
I have like all these like fucking like I have like a animatronic like Jason Voorhees and shit, and I have like this guy who like pukes up stuff and this whole cemetery and strobe lights and shit. What?
Are you decorated?
I didn't do it this year.
Wait, you would say? I mean, you still got time, like 2 months.
I've already started.
Have you really?
Oh yeah, no, Kat, didn't you post a photo of like your living room or something to social media, and it was like all Halloween?
Yep, the whole thing.
I used to go crazy like that. Like I used to do the whole house and stuff. And I'll tell like the sad story. So like my mom passed away years ago, like 15 years ago, but it was like right around Halloween. So it kind of took the joy out of it that year for me.
Yeah.
Because like I said, and then, yeah, I built like a whole like cemetery and like fake like cemetery gates that I built and all these animatronic figures and shit. I used to do like the whole inside of the house. Like I have displays like the heads in the jars and freaking
yes, I love that. Stuff. I love that.
Yeah, and then my kids like got scared by the shit. And I used to have like the Jason. I used to actually put on the Jason mask and I had the same jacket as him. And I would take the place of the animatronic one on Halloween.
Yeah.
And scare the fuck out of people.
That's awesome.
And I would just like.
Didn't we bring that to an Exotica?
It came to Jersey. We had it at Exotica one year, and it's like it makes like, and he like slashes at you and his head turns. And but then I would just start walking, like following the people, like not running.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
So I know this because I scrolled through Kat's Twitter feed before we came on, and believe it or not, I actually did a little bit of research, and I was taken by, she had a post about characters in movies that she's most attracted to.
Oh my God.
And it was fucking, it was hilarious because it was like all these, like, I mean, she's obviously like the bad guy, like, you know, movies, like, you know, like.
In real life too, yeah, I hate myself.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those. That's the worst. Sorry for that.
Do you have it?
But the kicker was, I can pull it up. But the kicker was you watch through this whole thing and then at the very end, Gollum pops up. And I'm like, but it wasn't like pop up like, hey, surprise. It was just like, hey, this was like the last one in the list. Like, you know.
I'm a simp for Smeagol. What can I say? He fishes. He can fish.
He can provide.
You know, Mordor. He knows the way.
He's a provider.
Of course. Yeah. He's a provider.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard fucking Gollum described
seriously
as a provider.
He can if he wants to.
Well, so could Squidward.
And he's musical.
Sounds like a hell of a threesome. Yeah,
He's got a job.
Oh, my next cosplay video.
Krabby Patties.
Please do something with Squidward.
Does he work at Krabby Patty?
They haven't made a porno yet of SpongeBob, have they?
I'm sure there's
something. They have. Yeah.
A parody of SpongeBob, have they?
There's got to be something. I think I've seen Sandy Cheeks porn.
Yes, I have too.
See, like with anything, the problem is, and we've talked about this before, because we've talked to some of the stars of said movies, as soon as you have to put color on people, it all goes to hell. Like, you can't, you know, if you're a Smurf, like, who was it? Was it Lexi Bell?
Lexi Bell was Smurfette. They painted her blue, and she was, like, so miserable about it. And
she doesn't even want to talk to us about it. It's, like, the funniest.
And Emus Marge Simpson back in the day in a Simpsons one. Yeah. And they painted her shit, and it's, like, they're just not happy. Like, you know, even when China was She-Hulk.
By the way.
I heard, like, people that know how to do it because it's kind of uncomfortable. But I do see some stuff, and it would be cool if they, like, because I know some cosplayers are super, like, sex work positive, would totally be down to be hired on a porn set for, like, costume design.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yes, it's, like,
by
definitely
the way,
something.
A good comment. JC said, the SpongeBob parody is a journey. Which is... probably a great way of describing it. Yeah, like,
I think he's from my room.
Yeah, you guys actually have. It's funny. I don't often look over at the comments because, quite frankly, we just get a lot of dumpster fire comments. Like that is
we're getting good ones lately.
No,
like,
but
we
these
have some
these
regulars.
Guys. Yeah, but these guys have their crew here, which is like I'm sure that all of these guys are probably like, you know, funneling through, yeah, both of the girls.
Yep,
and
Jay, we have regulars now, like Blue and Miami, you know, Beach, Mr. Beach.
Yes.
Who is watching right now? If anyone's watching who knows me, say something.
Propane Monkey.
That's
Cats.
Propane
Monkey. We got some people speaking other language. I don't know.
Early,
oh, here's somebody. Slowpoke, is that one of you guys?
Slowpoke.
That's mine.
Stopping it low-key at work.
That's
and he said he did an accidental Mortal Kombat cosplay once.
Oh, I got on cam in like a ridiculous outfit, and they're like, "Oh, are you doing Mortal Kombat?" I have no idea. I had no idea what that was. Like I'd never seen.
Mortal Kombat.
I had like a mask on and like fishnets and like this weird strappy outfit, and
yeah.
Are you Lara Croft?
That sounds cute. I wish I saw that.
I was just trying to be like edgy in my fishnets, and they were like, "Oh, you're doing."
Okay. That's when you change the title of the title of the stream or whatever. That's,
yeah.
You just go with
it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Propane Monkey says he knows you, Kat.
Oh yeah, I see.
Yeah,
that's
one of my boys that watches me and hangs out on cam.
Cool.
It's so interesting. Like, and one of the things that we've learned, you know, when we started Exotica, there were no cam companies. Literally,
yeah.
Like it wasn't a thing. My Free Cams was, I think, the first to come in, and they had a 10 by 10 booth at our show.
When did Chatterbait start?
Chatterbait had to come in the same, like, within a year of them. Yeah. I mean, they both have been with us, like, since the beginning. And, it's one thing that's awesome for us is, like, everybody's cool with everybody. Like, no, you know, it's, do they compete? Yes. Like, do they, well, somewhat, you know, everybody's kind of got their niche and, you know, whatever. But, like, nobody, it's never been a real power struggle for it. It's like you have kind of your cornerstones of the industry and, you know, they're just all, they all know each other. A good chunk of the people that work for them now could have worked for the other people, you know, 20 days
ago.
Yeah. And it's so, but it's just, yeah, it's really interesting to see the way that, like, you know, camming has kind of taken over. Now, the next question is, like, video on demand was replaced by cam companies. At our show.
What does that mean?
Like, video on demand, like the companies that...
Come on, there was... Boomer. Explain yourself, Boomer.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, you know, like, cable, how you could, like, order, like, from your TV?
No, so it was literally the technology that allowed you to be able to buy porn...
Wait, Kat. Do you not know
what you're talking about? The on-demand porn that you would, like, break into, like, you know, on the TV? Is that what you're talking about?
The black box, like, stuff that you would...
Yes!
Yeah, of course... No, it wasn't that far back.
Call him Boomer. Yeah.
Dude,
okay,
but the black box, that was a thing too. I definitely remember that.
I'm trying to follow what you're talking about.
Okay, so before cams, and they were actually, before MyFreeCams was our presenting sponsor, we had a company named Hot Movies, and Hot Movies was based out of Philadelphia, and their technology was...
You might be familiar with them. They're the ones on Ron Jeremy's shirt and all the mugshots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what an unfortunate product placement. Like, oh. Anyways.
Luckily,
the company's almost... I don't even know if the company's still around. Like, they're kind of there, but not really. Anyways, their technology was that you could pay per minute for porn. And so, like, people would buy, like, 30 minutes. And you're like, dude, that gets me, like, you know, 10 goes. I don't, you know, like, however quick you can go, I guess. It's like a race. But anyways, that was, like, kind of the big moneymaker in the adult industry was people, like, video on demand. Like, actually watching video online and whatever. The next step was cam companies in general. Like, that technology really took over. Like, you know, you get that, like... you know, live experience of everything that, you know, cams do. Now, the next question is, what do you think the next thing is? Like, what, where do you see it going? Like, OnlyFans is certainly a kind
SpongeBob porn.
I have some theories.
Yeah?
What are your theories, man?
I don't think the live camming thing will go away. Because OnlyFans, it might be easier for me to make money on it right now.
Right.
But it's not a live connection unless you go live. Camming, like, I think... When my viewers are in my chat room when I'm live, there is such a rush for them to, like, tip and interact for me. It is so exciting because it's just, like, back and forth, and you build up momentum together. On OnlyFans, like, there's not, like, that connection.
You put it out, you wait for the money to come back versus,
yeah,
like, you...
Yeah, like, just buy shit, or, like, maybe we can message, but, like, it's not the same as, like, looking in my eyes and, like, tipping for me to do something. Like, it's like going to a strip club. Like,
that's
you're
weird.
Right there,
I almost just got my wallet out. That was like, right. Jay was like, I saw it. We had that connection.
Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes.
Yeah, that's all I do is just stare into their souls.
It's, you know? So I want to go back to something like way back in the beginning that Mary had mentioned. Like going to your first Exotica. So you had been in the industry like 6 months, right? Is what you had said.
I started in March. My first Exotica was November.
And so rolling into Exotica... I've had my theories about, like, you know, again, we've been doing this for like 15 years and it's gone from kind of, you know, 50 adult stars in the room to 350 adult stars and webcam models. And there's certainly a difference between like the early 2000s and before, like, adult star and your online, you know, webcam model of today. What was your first reaction like walking into the place? Because webcamming, the beauty of it is you're at your own home, right? Like, you're in the comfort of your own spot. You have, you can lock the door. You're in a very controlled environment, right? And then you come to Exotica, which is about as uncontrolled as, you know, they, you know, as it is, you know? And so like, you got to that in real life kind of like, you know, communication with fans and people walking up to you has to be so much different than online. Right. Or is it? And like, what was like your take on it? Okay.
I don't know. Like I've always been really comfortable with my fans at conventions. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have an issue. I kind of just showed up and I didn't feel any kind of way about it. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm always really comfortable with my fans at conventions. Like, I give them like big, huge hugs and like talk to them at the booth and stuff.
Okay.
So for me, like, I don't know, at the time too, I think I had started in the industry and I found like immediate success before I had any clue what I was doing. So I was like completely unprepared for anything, but also like suddenly on the cover of Penthouse, suddenly at Exotica, the ChatterBait booth. And I just had zero clue what I was doing.
You like stop and look around. Like,
I just thought, oh, this is great.
Well, I've seen like, you know, with the show, obviously there's like, you know, two types of girls that, you know, go to either the ChatterBait or My Freak Cam's booth, or Cam 4 doesn't really have broadcasters as much, but you know, as far as, you know, like we were, like what Jay was saying, is like, you know, there's hundreds, like the list for My Free Cams and ChatterBait is like hundreds of models like stopping in.
It used to be like three, and then it was like seven, and then it was 180.
But there's like two, you know, there's girls, like, so some of these girls have like always just been, you know, like I was talking to my buddy the other day, and he's talking about like, you know, girls going into college, almost every one of them has an OnlyFans account or... You know, or, you know, My Free Cams or a ChatterBait account, you know, doing something, it seems. But like, there's two types of girls. There's the ones that are just like, they go there and they say, oh, this is going to be cool. And then they're totally freaked out because that anonymity is gone. Right. Mm-hmm. Or there's the girls that really embrace it and really want to meet their fans and people like that. So, I mean, was it overwhelming at first?
That it was anonymous.
Sorry, say that again.
Like, I was never under the impression that it's anonymous. Right. Like, once you put your face on the internet,
period,
in the same photo with your tits, like, it's there. There's no, I don't know. I guess I wasn't surprised at all.
Unless you're Cheeseburger Head. Remember her?
Tell me that you know
Cheeseburger Head?
Dude, she was in ChatterBait's booth like 3 or 4 years ago now. And there was this chick that just wore a cheeseburger on her head. And that was her thing. Like, I've actually seen her without the cheeseburger head on. I don't know. Like, I don't want to admit that in public because I feel like somebody might like kill me or like, you know, I shouldn't have seen it. But like, that chick had it figured out because it was like, mm-hmm. I often say with like, at least with Exotica, like the oddity is the thing. Like, everybody loves to see like, you know, the something different, you know, and like some chick with a cheeseburger on her head, you know, at a booth like camming is different. Like, doesn't make any sense. It's great. And so,
she was like Mayor McCheese from McDonald's.
And she had to figure it out because nobody would ever know. It's like, she could have been fucking, who's the DJ that never takes the head off? Like,
well, there's Marshmallow. And even before him, Deadmouse.
Deadmouse was the guy.
Boomer.
Marshmallow Head walked by me in Vegas. We were sitting having dinner one night, and this dude like with an entourage came through, and I'm like, did that guy just have, I'm with my wife, I'm like, did that guy just have a fucking marshmallow on his head? She's like, oh yeah, that's Marshmallow Head. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it is. Like, thinking like, seriously, like, first of all, how the fuck would you know this? And second of all, like that guy, no, it was Marshmallow Head.
I think he was at Akasan one time when I was there, like DJing. That's the only way I know him.
Like, who does that? Genius. I don't know.
That's funny. Maybe, I love marshmallow.
Like Fluffernutter Marshmallow or like Marshmallow Head?
DJ Marshmallow.
Okay. DJ and
when's the last time you had a Fluffernutter and peanut butter sandwich?
It's been a while, but I think about it almost daily. I'm on like a special diet, so I can't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I fantasize.
I, you know what? I might actually have to. I might have to do that.
Gotta do some s'mores.
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 Nutella.
So the other thing,
and s'mores.
Mary, you were saying, you know, making the decision to do this, like there is no anonymity. It kind of like goes out there, and you know, whatever. I was fully, you know, rolling through your Twitter page, and I saw you were on a crusade.
He's a
crusade to like deal with just people rip your videos all the time and just post them everywhere, and like it's. Do other people try and
did you see the screenshot I posted last night?
Do they try and make money off of your videos, or are they just trying to get it for free and like spreading it to the world?
It's both, honestly, if someone like takes a nude from my OnlyFans and posts it on Reddit and they're like, dude, Mary Moody's so fucking hot. Like, I don't, that doesn't bother me.
Tag my page and I'm like,
yeah,
cool
like,
with it.
Yeah. Tag me. If it's just a photo or something, like even if they bought it, I'm like, yep. I get it. Like, you're just having fun.
Right.
I get fucking pissed. I was sending it to Kat the other day. Some guy, I have alerts set on. So when you post me on the internet, I get an email.
Right.
And some guy triggered like 50 emails in a row and he was just spamming Reddit with my content and like his link to his website that was just like covered in ads. So he's trying to profit directly from saving my OnlyFans shit, putting it on some website with a bunch of ads,
that
and then
sucks.
Posting it over and over again on Reddit for hours a day. Like, that's his fucking job. Like, that pisses me off. I don't care if people just like post
stuff
because they're like,
can
post
you
so.
Can you like, I mean, do you think it's like a 14-year-old kid, like just trying to like, you know.
No.
I think some dude, like it's,
can you actually make money doing that? Like, I guess
they
so.
You can make money doing anything.
Mm-hmm. I think they make like a few dollars. Yeah. I keep reporting it. So I've removed like 50 of his posts. And then like the other day he just started posting again. And I'm just like,
I'm sorry, I won't
oh
do
my
that
God.
Anymore.
I take it back.
Don't even
sorry,
admit that, man.
Kat, stop doing it.
Seriously.
Kat.
I have the problem too, but I feel like I don't want to be like, I have a bigger problem than Mary. Mary has been helping me out
too.
My problems
basically,
right now.
Basically, we both pay hundreds of dollars a month to try and keep our content from being posted everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a small investment.
People will do it. Yeah. And people do it out of spite too sometimes. Or
I've also had guys, they'll like post you and be like, this dumb fucking whore. Like,
yeah.
But they'll be posting your shit. Like,
what?
$100 for a video and then post it somewhere being like, dumb Mary Moody thinks she can sell this. Like,
you're the one that paid for it, but
so $100 and then post
I did sell it. You paid for it.
What's,
yeah.
What's the craziest thing? So you guys, I mean, like, you know, we're always talking to people and especially like, you know, we were talking with Alexis Tex, like the people that must slide into her DMs. But let me ask you a question here. Like, what is the craziest
thing? Oh, wait a second, Dan, somebody's... stop right there. Just the look on that.
Viewers?
I saw that. Kat, like, there's a story well behind that. Oh, yeah.
Tell me your story, your DM story.
Yep.
Oh, she got to take it.
She got to hit that truly, girl.
This is not a DM story. This is a My Free Cam story about Dial Steve. So Dial Steve comes into my room one day. I don't know this man. And he just says, hey, what soap do you use? And I was the jackpot for him because I use a very specific soap and have for years. It's Golden Dial Antibacterial Bar Soap, which is specifically this man's fetish. Not even knowing that.
So you guys are like, you guys are like bonded.
We bonded.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... we bonded. I was a new model, so I'm like, oh, I'm jumping on this shit. You know, I've got tons of bars of this. He would take me private and tip for me to wash my hands and recite old Dial commercials. But not only that, one day he like took it a step further and he wanted me to lick the soap. So we had two tip options. One was to actually lick, which was like $50 more. Like, I'm like, you know,
hell yeah.
And then if he didn't have that kind of money, he's like, you know, we had an option for like half off where I pretend to lick the soap.
What?
Yes. So, you know, depending
why would,
on how...
Wait, hold on. Why would you even pretend? $25 to actually lick the soap is soap.
No. It was $50 to lick the soap.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Why would you
fake lick? And then $100 to actually lick.
But why would you fake lick? Take the extra $50. It's sucking soap.
Because he doesn't know. It was him.
No, he's paying the money.
Yeah, not me.
Like, no, he was like, he's like, listen, like, I can, you know, yeah, exactly.
Oh, so he might not have had his finances budgeted
exactly.
For you to actually lick soap.
He took it a step further. One day, like, I don't know what he was thinking this day, but he's like, hey, I want you to call one of your friends and tell her that you've been a bad girl and you need to like wash your mouth out with soap. So I'm like,
it's like,
oh,
I just got my stimulus check.
I'm like, this is perfect. I called my weed dealer. So I'm like, she's gonna understand what the hell's going on. Like, she's gonna know. So I called her and she's like, you know, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, I need you to just roll with this. And I can tell she's stoned, just like on her couch. And she's like, all right, you know, like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just want you to know that I've been a bad girl. And I need you to wash my mouth out with soap. That's probably the craziest thing.
Dial Steve, man.
That's a crime.
You know, it's got to be like a blessing and a curse to have that like unique of a fetish. Like, seriously. Oh, like, yeah. I mean, he's got it all figured out. Like, he's, you know, that's like, he's not discovering himself. He knows where he lies. But like, at the same time.
I want to hear. So, Mary, what's your craziest one? Request or
crazy shit for money?
No, not that you do. That has been asked of you.
What do you want? What's your question exactly?
Yeah, Dan.
Has Odell Beckham Jr. ever called you?
Who the fuck is that?
And told
you don't know who Odell Beckham Jr. is?
Okay, who's that?
She's from California.
Like famous football player.
Oh, I don't know football. I don't know anything about sports ball.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm finally siding with the ladies.
So Odell Beckham Jr. is like a famous football player right now. Allegedly, some chick blew him up on some podcast or something that he has a fetish for number two.
You know
what? There's a lot of that.
Yeah, but
so now
yeah,
there's
by
all
the way,
these memes going around of instead of catching a football, that's a giant flying turd.
Kind of answer your question. I've had celebrities contact me, and I've also had reporters contact me. And any fucking reporter who asks me for details about a celebrity gets told to go fuck themselves. Yeah. Like,
we ain't no snitch. Like,
I've never ever been paid by a celebrity. They just slide in your DMs and want shit for free, so I ignore them. But if any, like, client of mine or tipper of mine has a fetish and I decide to, like, engage in that with them, I'm not going to tell a fucking reporter or tweet it. Right. Like, that is completely unethical for my job. Like, I have
to only dial Steve, I do. Don't judge
okay,
me.
Okay, no. So licking is fucking hilarious.
It's knowing in my scrapbook, I'm telling everyone
way,
it's on my
scrapbook. You know what?
That's very different than something that would, like, hurt, you know, someone.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Dial Steve is like, that's, we had a guy, I think I told the story maybe last week or the week before. We get these guys that actually contact us and we're just like, you know, this one guy is like, hey, I'm really into being trampled. Like, so if you have any opportunity for me to be trampled, and usually I'm like, okay, buddy, you know, like whatever, it's gone. But I thought about it for a minute and I was like, you know what? Meet Exotica, New Jersey, meet me in the lobby at 4:30, you know, on a Friday. Dude rolls in. We took a roll of carpet. We rolled him up inside the roll of carpet, and we stuck him in front of the box office. So when you went to buy a ticket at Exotica, you had
Wait,
to.
Wait, this really happened?
Yeah, no, we did this like, you know,
for the record,
a few years
I did
back.
Not sign off on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and so everybody who had to buy a ticket had to get up and stand on this dude. I mean, there were lines that you didn't have to stand on him, but we made his dream come true. You know, just because you know we were. We were able to.
I think I'd have to ask for a tip before I stood on him.
Yeah, I would too.
That's your webcam girl mentality. Yeah. Very good.
We're doing this show for fucking free. For God's
seriously, Dan. Well, listen, I told you, Dan. Episodes. Show your tits, and we'll get some real fucking money in here. You got to start working, or else you know it's never gonna work.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I mean,
what?
I get all the crazy requests. I just never do them.
Topless happy hour ish. Well, with Dan and Jay.
So my girlfriend / partner / love of my life has a question every week, right? So she's not in the business. We've been together for a long time, but she's always asking me these like crazy questions. Not crazy, but yeah, they're crazy. But just she's curious. So Kat wanted to know, and her name's Kat too.
Oh, I'm like, I did.
But she's with the cat.
We're together. Gosh. Play it out.
She wanted to know, have you ever had a dick that made you go ouch?
Yeah.
And did you stop or did you go through the ouch?
I have repeated issues trying to film dildo videos for that reason.
Oh, I thought you meant like with men.
No, I mean
I'm just kidding.
Both.
I think she did mean men, but
yeah, I have. I've actually told a boy to leave because I'm like, I can't. Like, it's too big.
Do you try and you try and then you're like, no, I give up, or do you just eye it up initially and go, fuck that?
Yeah,
no,
I'll
like,
try it. I will knock it till I try it. But yeah, then there's boy. There was a time I was in college. I made him leave my dorm room because I was like, it's not gonna happen.
Now was this like post? Like Kat Jira, or was this
Yeah.
Now,
a hoe for like a long time. But
could post Kat Jira been able to handle what pre Kat Jira couldn't?
I struggle still. Yeah, okay. Like with Bad Dragon stuff. Yeah. I try, and sometimes it just
the Bad Dragon's fucking scary enough as
it is. I have like a horse one, and it's like I
struggle.
Those guys are awesome. They're like one of our great sponsors, and they're constantly like telling Jay and I, like, oh, come on, just come out to Arizona, man. We'll fly you guys out. Come hang out when you want to see the factory.
Oh, that's
dude, it's
cool.
So one year they
yeah,
wanted me to go.
Go.
1 year they asked me to come out. They do these, they're like a big exhibitor. There's only them and like maybe one other adult exhibitor at Fur Fest.
Okay.
You know, a furry convention.
Yeah.
And so I went out there. They wanted like, you know, they wanted my input to see like, okay, hey, could we do something? Because at our shows, they don't do any retail. Right? They're just there, you know, branding and, you know, giving out free shit. Not free dildos, but stuffed animals and lube,
yeah,
and all this stuff.
The bag and stuffed animals.
Yeah, so.
Sorry
so
that I can't fit you inside me, but I try.
And, you know, so they had me go to this Fur Fest. And the interesting thing was they were selling like crazy. I mean, it was just like fucking like they had two lines going in, like a funnel for fucking dildos, right? And they're toys. And it's like small, medium, large, you know, it's fucking crazy what they do.
Oh, yeah. I asked for a small
interesting thing. The
so
more interesting thing with Fur Fest.
Wait, what about Fur Fest?
It was, well, I mean, outside of the furries were kind of interesting to say the least, but the people lined up for their toys were
mostly dudes, you said? Sorry, you're reconnecting.
That were buying their toys.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there, like, just like listening to the salespeople, like, yeah, this one's extra firm. Oh, you want extra firm? Okay, and you want a large one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, dude, the fucking large one's like, you know,
yeah,
freaking, it's like a fucking, you know, Andre the Giant hand or something.
Yeah.
And these people are buying it, but it was mostly dudes buying it. It's fucking
yeah.
So, anyway.
Just, I mean, admit it, man. Everyone loves it.
It's easier to fit a bigger dildo in your ass than it is your pussy.
Well, I tried to fit the bad dragon egg up my ass, and it didn't work.
Okay. Let's put a pin in both of those. Because I got a couple of questions here. I got a couple of questions here. Like, first of all, the it's easier to put something big in your ass than it is in your vagina.
You can train your ass like and go bigger and bigger. I can't train my pussy to go like any bigger. Like that's just my bone structure is like my pelvic bone is just there. But your ass, you can like train it pretty big.
Yeah.
Does it? Can you untrain it?
It goes, yeah, after a while. Yeah.
It just kind of goes back to, you know.
Yeah. You have to, like, continuously train. And the people who do, like, big anal videos all the time, they have to continuously keep their ass, like,
so trained. So say, like, somebody does, like, big dick anal video.
I'll tap it out of this world.
Okay. For, like, I knew that you got to kind of, like, you know, the 24-hour kind of, like, you know, treatment, like whatever you got to do, eat the right things, clean the right way, do all that stuff.
Enemas and starving, yeah.
And so, like, if you're going like big time, do you got to like extend that 24-hour period? Does it go to like 72 hours?
I
does it
don't
go to
do
a week?
Anal.
Okay.
I do anal sometimes.
Okay.
But I don't like to do enemas or anything like that. What I'll do is like before I do anal, I wait like 8 hours of eating and stuff, and like just you know do it that way because I'm scared of like. What?
So you do it on video, right? Not like
I do it on videos.
Yeah,
but,
you edit it.
Right.
If it's bad. Yeah, if I like did something bad happen, I'd edit it out. But I also like have anal sex in real life with like real people, and right. Yeah, it's the same thing with that too. You know.
Right. I have questions now, Jay.
Go
so
for
Mary
it,
said that she doesn't do anal.
Right.
Nah.
So she just knows a lot about it.
Are you just making shit up to see if like. Because people are going to go there and try and stuff giant bad dragon dildos in their ass, and they're going to come to you and it hurts.
You got to start small. It's like why all butt plug sets have like one small, one medium, one large. You got to like train yourself.
If you do anal and you think you can just shove a huge dildo in your ass, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Google it.
Yeah, you have to prepare for like weeks ahead of time.
Yeah,
to, like,
I don't do it. I tried the smallest butt plugs ever, and I like couldn't get them in, and I was like, this isn't worth the trouble. Like, I'm not
because I haven't been doing it. Now, when I use small ones, it's like a very rare thing because I'm not used to it right now.
Yeah.
Is this like a new Disney movie, How to Train Your Ass, instead of How to Train Your Ass?
It's a lot of work. Like, I don't want to do all that work. It's not worth it for me.
Jay, I just don't even know what to say, Jay.
I know.
You've never Googled training your ass? You're not curious?
I'm
about it.
I'm enthralled by, like...
What? cat asked about it, but not my cat, not me.
Blue, who's one of our regulars here, wants to know, do you guys have a preference in girth or length?
Oh, you got to pay for that information.
Mary's Blue. Like the best Dude. Cat model ever. I just suck because I was about to answer it. Yeah, okay. Tip the Exotica thing and we'll answer.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there Blue. You go. Pip it for us.
That's Listen, how you make money that's here. Right.
Tip See, us so Jay can lose our money.
You know what? It's a minimal tip. And you can ask us sexual questions, and we'll answer it.
See,
Sorry, you know I what? Don't answer any sexual questions on cam. Even if you tip, I'll be like, no.
I will.
So the moral to this story is, Mary, what Mary doesn't do, Kat apparently will come in and do.
I'll wash my hands for you, baby.
Yo, this is, Mary, do you see this?
Okay, do you ever thought that a hand-washing video on Pornhub?
I gave that to you.
The hand wash. Oh, you know what? I haven't even played videos.
It's like Pornhub did like a thing where they paid me to make a video where I'm washing my hands, and it's like instructions for how to properly wash your hands for COVID.
Yeah, I gave that to you.
Yeah, it's on my Pornhub, and it's me like my hands, and then I masturbate in the shower.
Which link, Jay?
No, too late.
Is he gonna pull it up?
No, I had.
There's a safe for work version on Pornhub of it.
No, we grabbed it off. I grabbed it off YouTube.
The same as the car that's up here right now.
No, I'm doing the car wash one.
What's the car wash? Is that you, Mary?
Wait, I'm not watching.
Oh, that's the car wash one.
Oh, is it the penthouse thing?
Yes.
So my very first porn scene for Penthouse was
a
car wash.
Oh, look at that. Vixen Shelby just donated. He said length or girth.
Hey!
$5. There was your big question.
What was the question? Length or girth? Girth. Yeah, if it's too long, it could hurt.
Well, and also your cervix isn't what you want to be.
Exactly. It'll
you don't hurt. Like that rammed against? That's weird. That's I read everywhere like that, you know, that's bigger. Really what girls are into.
For sure.
Okay, well, there you go.
Sexually suggestive? Sorry.
Kat, I happened to stare right in your eyes right when you did that. Like, I just happened to.
They had a moment.
Yeah, unintentionally. Oh, God.
You can find it at YouTube. Your Mary's safe for work instructional video on how not to give anybody the Rona or get the Rona.
That's too funny. You know, the other thing that I've realized, do you guys through your whole cam experience, like one thing that I've learned is on Exotica TV, if I'm rolling, like if it's video or if like once it gets like hot and heavy is like, the view counts just, if I roll a video of Alexis Texas shaking her ass, we go from 100 people watching to 600 people watching. And then the second that ass goes away, it goes from 600 back to 150 maybe. You know, like,
Chatterbait.
It was crazy. Like last week, like one of the episodes, like had like our, you know, we could have, I mean, it was like four times. I mean, there was like 30,000 people watching like one of the episodes at once. Yeah, it was like crazy on some of these. Now we're showing Kat's video.
Ooh, let me see. So on Chatterbait, if I'm fully clothed, I'll have like 1,000 people in the room. And then as soon as I do a dance or put my ass on cam or take my clothes off, it like triples to like 3,000 people typically.
It's just, it's such a, like a weird, Game of Thrones? It's like a weird dopamine rush. Yeah, I love this Game of Thrones video. This is dope.
Yeah, Reddit.
Dude, I've never watched Game of Thrones still.
Oh my God.
I've watched some of it.
There's a major problem with Game of Thrones at this point, and that is what they call episode or
season
7 and 8. You know, like it sucks so bad because it was so bad at the end that you're just like, I don't want to invest watching 5 or 6 seasons to get to like those shitty last 2 seasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know. That I was a huge, huge, huge fan. I was doing so many cosplays, and I have more planned, but I'm at the point where I'm like, forget about it. But I have so many Game of Thrones fans, that's why I continued to do them, even like when things started going downhill.
This
particular one, I was actually cosplaying Rey from Star Wars on Reddit, and I went viral. And like all the comments were like, oh, like she doesn't look like Rey, she looks like Marjorie. So I was like, oh.
Oh, cool.
So I made the Marjorie.
Marjorie, you've never watched the show, so you can't ask that question.
She's like a queen that's just like such a bad
bitch. But she was saying
Rey
from Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what I was cosplaying, but I guess my face looked like Marjorie the way, because I do like this half smile. They were all on there.
You know what? That's what it was.
But for $100, she'll do a full smile.
Yeah.
On Chatterbait tomorrow.
Just get a half smile.
I'm so excited for her Chatterbait show. I'm probably more excited than Kat.
So, like, Kat, 5 years you've been in the biz?
Yeah.
And so this is kind of your, like, I mean, this is a big jump for you.
Yeah, it's really freaky. Are you,
do you get nervous over these things? Do you get, like, whatever? Or are you just kind of like, cool, like, let's do it?
No, I'm so nervous. I mean, I've been so loyal to MFC. Too loyal.
You know what? I love MSC, too. They are.
I love it. Yeah, they're sponsored. Huge heart. I've been on there for so long, and I don't even realize what else is out there. Like, right. I sell my videos on there, and my videos have been viral, like that one. I only sold that on MFC. So I'm like, why am I doing this? When OnlyFans came out, I've got to taste what it's like to be outside this bubble that I created for myself. And I'm like, why would I just stay here? You know, right. I'm here on the Exotica TV. Like, I don't normally do stuff like that. I'm strictly MFC. So I'm nervous as fuck because it's my comfort zone. But I got to do what's best for me. Yep. And they're not being haters about it. So right.
Cool.
No, what's this? Like, did you guys get something on the screen?
Oh, Bisquick was moving.
Oh, no, I'm watching it live on the YouTube.
Oh, I was going like this because Bisquick moved.
I was waiting for Bisquick to take a shit, but.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's amazing. Yes.
What about your dog? Where are your dogs at, Mary?
Here, I'm wearing sweatpants because you're not supposed to see the book. This is Suki.
Good, Suki.
Dead.
Oh my god.
Suki! Hello! This is her nest, and she sleeps there literally all day, every day while I cam.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a boxer.
Boxer. Okay.
And where is the other one is?
In a room on the other side of the house.
He is locked away because I cannot trust him not to bark his head off.
Interesting.
But German Shepherd mix is the hidden in the other room.
Oh, that's cute.
So just a quick question. I know we got to wrap up in a minute, but you also, Kat, you're a big gamer from your chair. And, you know, I know you have a Twitch, which I got to say, I've never been on Twitch.
We got banned from Twitch in day one. Yes, that's what we did. I started a Twitch account. I opened
you
it up.
You should be doing this on Twitch.
I tried. And it got banned in a second. Like literally before the first episode finished, it was banned.
Can you do YouTube live?
You know what?
It's
the three X's. It's the three X's in the name that just automatically like crush things.
You should maybe take it out.
Yeah.
Foul fucking mouth. That's what it is.
My foul fucking mouth.
It's his face. You just want to
whatever. Whatever.
So my son's 18, right? And he's like, yeah.
Where's this going?
I'll get up, dude. I'll get up in the middle of the night to take a leak or something, and I'll hear him screaming across the house, cursing his fucking ass off, screaming on Fortnite.
Oh, the games, yeah.
So do you get on there and, like, do you, like, A, are you screaming too like that? And B, do people, like, know who you are? They just think you're, like, some
little
nerd.
Do you have a crew that you play with, or do you, like...
So the thing is, I was on Twitch for a while and it started to take off, and they invited me on like Raj Patel's show, invited me on there. His name's now Austin. And I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm not, that gets like 30,000 viewers. They were like, you should do this. You know, you do cosplay and stuff. And I immediately was terrified of like the amount of viewers on that site. So, well,
and the problem is those dudes are like not afraid either. Like,
no,
that shit is
like
trolls. Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't think I have the backbone.
Yeah.
So I moved my gaming over to MFC and started doing that on there where I could be like topless and stuff. But I want to get back on there because I do have a community on there and I do game like by myself. So why not just hang out with people while I'm doing it? You know? But otherwise, I just do like adult gaming.
Listen,
right now,
if
I'm
you're
so terrified of it.
I can imagine. Like that's the thing. Like you don't ever want to be on the wrong side of that mob. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like you don't want to be
scary.
Like Reddit.
Hey, yeah, look, even if they're trolling you and hating you, they're still watching you.
Yeah.
I know.
No, but
they're still buying your porn. Handle my audience. Where
they'll
I'm like, I don't know.
They'll still sub your OnlyFans and then call you like a dumb bitch. But they're still.
Do you have people that hate you that subscribe to you? Do you ever get that? Like,
that
did I actually pay money to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, I call it hate jacking when like they hate you but they can't stop.
And
right.
You and say hateful things like you stupid bitch and like they're giving me money, so I'm like
people will tip like on
that's awesome.
It used to be on Chatterbait, if you silence someone, they could still send tip notes.
Right.
Now they can't send tip notes. But when they could, people would, like, repeatedly tip just to, like, keep...
It's not awesome that people are, like, you know, mean or whatever, or they're haters or they're just fucking trolls. But what's amazing is that there's actually a thing for it. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a title to
hate
it. Like,
I convert
a lot of my trolls. Because, I mean, I'm kind of a troll, too. Like, I can be kind of an asshole. And, like, so you see my viewers in here, like, just... And so one time this guy tipped me, and he was like... I was on MFC. I was top 10, so I had a ton of people watching me. He was like, "You're such a loser. You couldn't hold on to top 3. And I figured out who it was. I figured out who it was because I just asked support, "Who's this Anon?"
Right.
And I called him out, and I got him to tip me for a shot because he felt bad. So right. I can convert them.
Right.
So
good for you.
Bring down the hate. I'll convert them. But that kind of a mob, I don't know.
I always tell them they're like my biggest fans.
They're your biggest fans?
Yeah. You love me so much that you waste your time trying
There's someone watching right now that probably hates us both, and they're watching. Yeah,
they're just like, "Oh, I'm a hater so much," but they can't stop watching.
Uh-huh.
It's so psychologically interesting.
That's like,
you know, like
that's like the cam version of the revenge fuck.
Yeah,
right? And they get obsessed. They hate you, but like they're gonna watch every show.
Subscribe to your fan.
I love that tone. That's
we got to do the porn version of like mean tweets.
Do you guys know that she rates dogs?
Who?
What was that?
It's a Twitter account called She Rates Dogs.
No.
Nah.
People send in, like, dogs. Like, she texted back from guys they've dated, like, guys on Tinder. Okay. I want, like, a sex work version of that.
Yeah.
Look up the account, though. It's really good.
Dude.
She'll be, like, 9 out of 10. Total dog.
That's, well, like, hot or not.
Yeah. There was
yeah, but she, like, it's all of these, like, guys being hella dumb or whatever.
Oh, man. It's, you know...
I'm learning so much tonight, Jay.
I know.
It's sad that this has to end. But
I love the hate-jacking. Hate-jacking is like...
Well, that, and I know they watch because I used to get these emails from this like one crazy person, but I would like say something on cam and they'd email me like 10 minutes later, like referencing what I said.
Same. They'll take screenshots.
But do you think that it's because you're actually giving them a response to that? That like that's obviously what they're...
Yeah, any acknowledgement, they just get, like, so excited. Right. And then they keep hitting you.
Dude, it says that fucking dopamine rush of, like, being online and, like, you know, it's like when your phone rings and your notification goes off and you got to, you know, it's just like that thing that, like, is just ticking off enough in your brain to keep you going back and doing it.
Jay, we have learned so much tonight. We've learned about Dial Steve. Dial Steve, we hope you, if you...
No, I don't like him. He's like, he was cheating on me. He was doing it with other girls. I thought we were special. I thought what we had was special.
That slut.
So I don't care if I'm snitching on Dial Steve. He left me.
I think someday Dial John will come along. And like, or Dial, like, Dial
Irish
Jim.
Spring Mickey.
Yeah, Irish Spring Mickey.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Dan.
Or maybe there's Dove Doug.
You know what?
Oh, my God. So let's see. So we've learned so much. We've learned that. Thank you. What was it? Vixen?
Vixen Shelby.
Vixen Shelby. Thank you. Thanks to our regulars that came out here. What else?
Our two regulars, awesome. And they're like 60.
Thanks to Kat's question, we learned that Mary wants to give anal advice, but doesn't want to take it herself.
I've read a lot about it. That's why I won't do it. I'm informed.
Listen, I made a decision. At one time,
you know what, Mary? Fake news. #fake news.
Fucking have brain surgery.
Very informed on things that I choose not to do.
Okay, I like it.
Got it.
Don't fuck with Mary.
Jesus. Remind everybody where they can find you online, Mary.
Oh God, I'm everywhere. Number one, search Mary Moody on Pornhub. I'm trying to get my ranking up, so I've been posting more videos. So number one stop, just search Mary Moody on Pornhub. There's a lot. You're going to be happy.
You got your OnlyFans and all your social
Twitter,
media.
Twitter, Instagram.
And
Kedger,
yep.
Where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter, KedgeraTV, KedgeraTV. And then tomorrow's Chatterbait. If you go to
like,
Kedgera
TV.
What time is Chatterbait tomorrow?
3 p.m. Pacific is when it starts.
6 o'clock.
Eastern, come see the
show. Way to do that conversion, Danny boy.
This show will be repeating all weekend, so hopefully you get it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Be Exotica strong. And everybody, check out our new venture. Go to at Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R Zilla, Z-I-L-L-A. You know what? We didn't know what to do, so we started a fucking t-shirt company.
And we still don't know what we're doing. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we
have some cool t-shirts.
Cool shirts.
Wait, do you have Exotica t-shirts? I don't have one.
No, we don't have an Exotica t-shirt either.
Thank you. I've been fucking doing this shit for fucking 40 some odd shows. I don't have an Exotica t-shirt.
You know what's funny? I don't have an Exotica t-shirt. So I literally have zero Exotica t-shirts. I refuse.
Jay, how many Exotica t-shirts do we print?
You know what? Like 12,000.
I don't have any. I have my lanyards still, though. I keep all of them.
Now that we've virtually met each other, I got you covered. I think I know where to find some. You know what? I stopped the t-shirt game after I walked in dropping my kid off at preschool with a Fleshlight t-shirt on. And I was like, I probably should just like take these things out of rotation at this point because... It's not good. I cleaned up my t-shirt game, and then later I went in to drop the same kids off, same school, and I forgot that I had
dildo.
No, I had the Bang Bus lanyard hanging out of my pocket, so that one went over really well as well. So, you know, parenting 101.
Yeah, we like don't realize what we're wearing.
Yep. I forget that I have like dildos and stuff everywhere in my house, and someone gets over. You know what? And I'm like, oh.
I've had a butt plug in for the last 3 hours, so.
Shut up.
How to Train Your Ass by Jay Handy.
Oh, man. What a show, you guys. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Thank you so much. You guys were a ton of fun. We hope to see you guys again. Everybody, go to our website, exoticaexpo.com. Check out all the cancellations, postponements, and rescheduled dates for all of our events. We hope to get out there to see you guys soon. We'll be back next week with I don't remember who, but we'll be here.
We'll deal with it on Monday.
Our happy hour-ish is now an hour and 15-ish, so I guess we got to go. Check everybody out. And in the meantime, stay safe.
Stay sexy, baby. Talk to you guys soon.